and mix all of this stuff together, where do we ultimately land in terms of moving forward? Our first recommendation is employ a plan and strategy that, as Mike mentioned earlier, addresses those unmet needs on the roadway side of things, looks at redesigning and provides that ability to improve transit, including local BRT and flex services. And within the city of Tampa, going to that premium transit piece, develops and extends modernized streetcar, likely from downtown to the airport West Shore area, potentially up to the USF area. Those are things that we heard and that we recommend to you all. One half percent sales tax for 30 years. Placed on the November 2016 ballot, the 1.5% local option transportation sales tax, as Mike indicated, it generates $117.5 million annually, and that's in present-day dollars. We did not escalate that out. That's just in present-day dollars. Limit that authorization to 30 years. Have it sunset. It generates, over that time, $3.5 billion in local revenue. It does provide you that ability to leverage significant funding from other sources. And it's reasonable to assume, depending on the types of projects, that you could potentially leverage an additional 25%. So your $3.5 billion is closer to $4.5 billion, depending on the types of projects that you look to implement. Looking at it overall, globally speaking, looking at a two-third, one-third split between what we refer to as maintenance and roads and transit. Recognizing, however, that's by types of projects, the jurisdictions make the decisions. The jurisdictions, they split. They may not have the same needs within their jurisdiction. But looking at it in the terms that Mike mentioned, you have the ability to address your maintenance needs, address those safety and bicycle and pedestrian needs, and then with what's left, split the roads and transit piece.